Hello.
This is Casey with Customer Service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Vicki Gray, and I have made a Jen said I sent me a thing, and I'd won something where I swaked my prize, and I paid, it wasn't supposed to be like five something for the shipping handling, because I had picked a drone, and I've never received it, but they took the money out, and they tried to take $149 out plus. And then I've got another receipt where I paid on another item, and I've still not received it either. Can you tell me why?
To make sure I'm in the correct account, can you please verify your address for me, Miss Gray?
Yeah, it's 47 Temple Street, apartment R12, Nashua, New Hampshire.
Okay.
03060.
Yes, ma'am. Please bear with me. My computer's running slow today.
You're fine.
So it does take a minute for everything to load up. I do apologize.
I'm running slow too, so it's okay.
I do apologize, ma'am. It's taking a
it's
minute.
It's okay, honey. It's okay. You don't have to apologize.
Okay. There it goes. Okay, ma'am. I see where you paid the $9.97 for the drone, and you said you never received the drone?
Nope. I've not ever received it. Nope.
Okay. Well, in the terms and conditions, when you put your bank card or credit card information in to get the drone, it stated that if you did not cancel within so many days,
I did not cancel it.
Yes, ma'am. What I'm trying to tell you is that it's saying in the terms and conditions, if you did not cancel within so many days, it's going to automatically enroll you in our fitness app.
Yeah, I know.
And our online discount store.
Okay.
So that's what.
No, when they come up, at first they say you have won, and then it says if you pay shipping and handling. Then I finally did read the fine text. The fine detail line. Now I read it on that drone. I don't understand. And I've still not received. I've got a bill on here where I paid $2 on a TV or an iPro 1, and I've not received it either.
Now, ma'am, I don't know anything about that, but as for your drone, it's saying it is getting ready to be shipped out of our sister facility in Providence. Providence, R.I.
What's that mean?
I think it's supposed to be H, Rhode Island.
I ain't too far from Rhode Island, I don't think.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's supposed to be H. Somebody made a, but Providence, Rhode Island, I believe, is at our sister facility there. So it'll probably be out for delivery either tomorrow or Tuesday.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering.
All right, ma'am. Was that all I could help you with?
Yeah. Yeah, that must be with another somebody. I guess that other one was. But thank you very much for calling me back.
You are so welcome. You wanted me to, if you want, I can cancel everything. Did they give you a cancellation number?
But I mean, would I still get the drone?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You're still going to get the drone. I'm just saying for all the subscriptions
and
everything.
Yeah, please.
That way you don't
have
to.
You're from the South. Where are you from, baby?
Alabama.
Eastern. Boy, I look here every time. I have got a call back from somewhere, and this is including, shit. Even the TV, Xfinity, all of them, last two times, man, they've called, and this little boy I was talking to him, and I said, you're from Eastern Tennessee. I said, what part are you in? I said, you're from Johnson City, Tennessee, ain't you?
Uh-huh.
He said, yeah. He said, yep, in a call center, I said, because my son used to do that up there. And, you know, see, they have a hard time understanding me up here. And
why? You sound clear as a bell to me.
Well, you sound clear as a bell to me, too, honey. you know, and they're rude as hell up here. And then the second call I got, this other little girl, she wasn't, she was in, like, Cookeville, Tennessee. Yeah, or Memphis one, but I knew, but I have got somebody Southern every time I've had somebody call me back.
Well, I guess you got good luck then, because at least we understand what you're saying.
Yeah, man, because sometimes I had to call people back 4 or 5 times, especially with the goddamn cable company. Goddamn, man.
I know, it's like I swear they do that on purpose.
I think they do too, man. And it's like they speak another fucking language, and then I get flustered, man. I'm over it, too. Alabama. I'm thinking about moving closer back towards home. I've got a friend. Well, she ain't actually, but she's family, actually. It's my stepdaddy's niece. She lives in Alabama. I don't want to go back to Tennessee. I got me a voucher through HUD, and I finally got my disability. And I wouldn't mind living in Alabama.
It's not bad. The prices really aren't that bad living wise.
I'd say it's not up here, man. It's ungodly up here. It's ungodly.
Yeah, I
look here, for a studio apartment. Look here, and it's kind of lights and everything. Which you know, I'm right over the goddamn border, so I don't even have to use my heat. Look here, last year it was 82 degrees all last year here. Well, I just got the first thing that I could because I come up here to help somebody, and I got us a voucher, but she had her Social Security before I had mine, so they put her ahead household, and we used to be together back 20 years ago, and. She got stuck on stupid and tried to get stuck on that dumb shit. And I'm trying to, grieve my mom and sister. You know, I lost them 4 months and 10 days apart.
Oh, I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, it's the hardest thing I ever done, you know. And I guess it's harder I don't have a family now than anything. I mean, not that I was close to like I was my mom. And my sister. My sister is my other safe haven. And so they throw me out up here in the middle of fucking New Hampshire up here in the goddamn woods. And look here, I raised hell, son. They said, I tore the streets up.
I bet you did.
I did, and they didn't know what to do with me, man.
So how much do they charge for a studio apartment up there?
Oh, a studio apartment up here, I'll pay $975.
Oh, no way in hell. I'm sorry, excuse me for cussing.
Listen, you're right.
That one kind of slipped out. I'm not supposed to, you know.
Yeah, I know you. I know. Yeah, but I ain't somebody I would never call somebody. Like, my son, he used to, because it's really hard doing what y'all do. Because I know, because I could be a real asshole sometimes, especially when I get some people I can't understand.
I mean, so, I can get, this is sad. I mean, it does not come with electricity or water, that is two separate bills, but I can get a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house for $475 a month.
I know. See, it's what I'm wanting to do. See, I got a HUD voucher through Harvard Homes up here, and it's considered a Section 8. So I want to buy a house, and they got them on there. You know, foreclosed through HUD. You know, take over payments. You know, but I do want to come closer back towards home. Because I do have my daddy and my son and my brother still alive, but we don't get along that great. But I would want to be close. I do really want to be close to home. Because the only reason I come up here was to help that goddamn bitch, and then it hurt to have me thrown out like that. No, and I didn't have a friend when I started working. As soon as I got here, within 120 days, I got her. Me and her in a two bedroom, a nice two bedroom. Now they left her. Now she's legally blind. They got her legally blind. Her retina is detached from her eyes. Well, I'm not used to her being blind no more than she was. Look here, but I come up here, left everything I know, which I was strung out, you know, because Mama died and stuff. So, you know, when I walk in the state, I've been
It happens to the best of us. It happens to the best of us.
Don't though. I've been clean for 3 years now.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Well, it's coming up on 3 years. I've been clean since June the 13th, 2020, since I bought in the state right here. So, you know, but now I just, you know, it's hard because, you know, I love kids. And I didn't have a chance to meet nobody, no friends or anything, because I went ahead and started working right off the bat when I got up here. I rode a bicycle every day. Within 120 days, I had me and her at a two-bedroom. I had this in... at two bedroom, but before Halloween, everybody kept on saying, you won't get no nothing before the first year. I said, that's not fucking acceptable to me.
I get that.
And by God, it's getting cold. It gets cold up here quick. It's when it's 45 degrees up here, I think it's fucking hot.
I mean,
it's up here. It's weather up here. It caps your face. It's awful, man. It's just nothing up here either. I've not had a friend to do anything with or anything. And it's just sad, you know, the way I was done, you know. Because back home, you know, even in your all state, you go behind people on the front porch that, hey, you doing? And they'll answer you back. These people won't. And I'll say, and I'll talk to myself and I'll say, well, I'm doing pretty good, Vicky. How you doing?
Right.
I'm a smart ass.
I mean, I get it. It's like the more you get away from the South, it's just like the ruder people are in your life.
It's really bad. It's really bad up here. Look here. I can't go out of my apartment without getting in a fight.
Oh, so, Lord.
Yeah, look here, I live on the biggest drug street they are. The first week, I was in this place called the YMCA. That's where they housed me, because I ain't this goddamn caseworker. Fucking went around telling everybody I was smoking crack up here. And yes, look here, and see, I'm trying to find me somebody that pick up a HIPAA policy case. I got text messages and everything from her caseworker, her going around telling people that I was on crack. I mean, she wasn't allowed to talk about me.
No, she's not. It's confidential. She's not supposed
exactly.
to say anything.
And I can't get nobody to help me, man, with it. And I'm like, wow, you know, I can't even find a lawyer where anything even comes up about your policy. By God, they make it a big fucking deal to sign that when you go in the hospital and stuff, oh. But look here, I mean, because she's really book smart, her caseworker is. And see, it got to where her caseworker, I was having a goddamn sort of bribe her to come over and see Amy because she wasn't showing up, man. She'd keep calling me at home. I mean, on my work, when I was at work on my cell phone, because I finally got a home phone because Amy could answer that. Well, see, I made her an eye doctor appointment. She finally got some of her eyesight back over this past year. I've been gone. But I've been gone for almost 2 years. I feel like they ought to pay all my fucking... Look here, and I was having to pay $600 a week by myself to live. I did have to go to the fucking streets because the guy that got me the job was her friend. So they let me go.
Well, that's...
They have a no... They don't have, like, I could walk in, you could be my boss, And you just look at me and say, I just don't like how you fucking look today. I don't like the way you talk to me today. I just don't like fucking like you. Get the fuck out. They don't have to have a reason or anything to fire you.
No, ma'am. Everywhere is like that. Even down here in the South now. When you first get signed on, if you actually read the terms and conditions of your employment, it states that within so many days,
probably 90 days. I could see 90 days. I could see even 120 days. They didn't have to have a reason to bring you in. Because Tennessee's like that, too.
Yeah, they call it fire at will. So within that trial period, they can fire you for whatever reason. Now, if it's after that
little
trial period.
They don't have to have a reason. They don't have to. Exactly. They have a trial run, like sort of going through like a temporary service. But it's through them as well. Yeah. Are they giving you now good benefits as far as the programs and stuff down there going on right now?
Everything down here is not too bad. I say that now.
I know in Tennessee, listen, I didn't have insurance almost 30 years until I came up here. My son is 30 years old, and I've not had insurance in 28 years until I come up here. Yeah.
No, ma'am, the insurance is still the same. In fact, it's so bad down here that I've been calling for since 2019.
You know, I feel like somebody ought to, because when I had my boy, we had insurance just like they got here. It's called Medicaid. I don't know how old you are. You're probably around my youngest age. Or I'm probably a little bit younger, actually. You sound pretty young.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
Well, yeah, you do. You sound pretty young. You got a very pretty personality as well. But they just up and jerked our insurance when Wesley was 3 years old. And, you know, he got to stay on it, of course, because he was a kid. But, see, I let my daddy keep him from the time he was 2 years old. And he still is there to this day. So he kept Blue Cross Blue Shield when Daddy had him all in years, and he had all these wisdom teeth cut out his 21st birthday. Oh, damn, he had 5 wisdom teeth, girl.
Oof.
They said they'd never seen nothing like that, and he looked like a big old fat chipmunk.
I bet he did. I know he wasn't happy at all either.
He wasn't. I felt sorry for him. You know, my stepmama really, you know, she sheltered him really bad. And he was about 10 years old. And he said, my stepmama, she hated me because I was his mother, you know, even though I let him stay there. But the last year, the year I went up there, I took care of her. Because she ended up with dementia, you know. She woke up one day and just forgot she smoked cigarettes all her life.
Oh, wow.
So, listen, when she got to dementia real bad and I come to live with them, my daddy is an asshole. You know, she hadn't been out of that house since the day she had went to work that day and ended up in Virginia, turned around and it scared her. So I guess somebody got on her phone or something, must have found Daddy's number. But Daddy went and got her. Well, she hadn't even walked outside the house since that day. Well, I got her out, and look here, finally, I started smoking pot with her because she could carry on a conversation with you, man. So my son, and then she'd look at me and she'd do the smoke signal sign. And then she started asking Daddy, started asking about cigarettes, so I had to cut that out.
Yeah,
they give me a medical weed card up here. I do got a weed card. I love my weed now. But as far as that other shit, I don't miss that other shit. I mean, I get Adderall. I get it all. Look here, down south, you know how pills are so high? Up here, man, they don't even know what Subutex and stuff is up here. These motherfuckers, they're so strung out. They're strung out on heroin up here. I mean, fentanyl. They're just fine, plain fentanyl now up here.
Oh, yeah, they're doing it down here, too. Trust me, it's already made it down here to the south,
God.
To Montgomery.
Oh, my God. That's what's going into that. And I think the government's doing it, and I'll tell you why. They control their population. Fuck it. If they want to do it, there you go. That's mean, but I think it's what they're doing. If you don't care, they don't care, you know? But anyway, I've took enough of your time, and I know you got more people to talk to, because, look, I've called for 3-4 days trying to get out of y'all.
It's quite all right. I understand.
It's just nice to hear somebody from back home.
Trust me, I completely get it. Yes, ma'am. But, yeah, the health care is not good down here, because I had my gallbladder taken out in 2019, and I don't have a primary. Yeah,
you have one big one, or did you have just a bunch of little ones?
No, they took my whole complete gallbladder
out. I know. I had mine took out when I was 19.
They said they don't know how I was walking around. It was the biggest gallbladder they had ever
seen. Well, my mama had it like a rock size, and she had a damn... they slid her from asshole appetite, really. I mean, they scarred the hell out of mama and my granny, too. But mine is when they first come out with the laser cuts, the four slices. I guess you got a 2-1 in your navel, one up above your navel, and 2 on your side. Is that what you got?
No, ma'am. My thing was so big, it was like one big old mass. They weighed it, and it was like 15. I think they said it was like almost 20 pounds, truthfully. I think it was like 18 point something.
Kidding.
No, ma'am. They said they don't know how.
Damn, man.
Yeah, they said they don't know
that
how I didn't burst.
That's massive.
Oh, yeah. They said they didn't know how I hadn't burst or how I was still walking around.
Well, I mean, it's a rock. It wouldn't have burst, but they could go in there because I had a friend that had kidney stones and they were so big that they had to go in there and blast them and break them up so she could pass them. Because some of them was coming out, they had your digger, you know, your clitoris, you know, it's where it comes out at when you pee at. Yeah, that shit hurts, too. I watched my daddy, by God, fired up one time. I was a kid, and I seen him fire up. Well, my mom, she had a big old, I had 4 incisions is what I had, but I had 105 little bitty ones. See, I was always a worrywart, you know, as a kid, though, so... You know, it makes sense. But I was 19 years old, and that shit hurts. I'm telling you, you do anything, by God, make that pain go away. You know,
that shit
does hurt. So, they don't help. So they're like Tennessee. See, I don't understand why they don't up here. They're like they was back 20 years ago. You know, that's just bullshit. I think that everybody ought to be able to have rights to insurance. You know, they say we're an A world country and fucking third world countries. They all get the same goddamn insurance if you goddamn rich, filthy rich, or goddamn filthy goddamn poor. You all got the same medical treatment, you know?
I get it, because, see, I was supposed to follow up with my primary doctor. Well, I haven't had a primary doctor since I was 16.
Bless your heart.
Because my mama got taken off of her Blue Cross Blue Shield, so my doctor that I've had since I was born does not take Medicare. So I did not have a regular doctor. And I went to everybody that takes Medicare doctors or Medicare insurance. And they all told me the exact same thing. They are not taking new clients right now.
Up here right now, you can do your annually switch up here. And they go through, I think, like three. You can pick between 3 different companies they've got as far as the Medicaid part, Medicare shit. I don't know if it's Medicaid. It's Medicaid.
Yeah.
I think. Is what I get right now because, see, I just got my disability. See, yeah, I don't turn 50 until August. Well, in August, I should be able to get the A and B part, which that is nice because the A and B, you can buy your tampons and everything out of a book. They give you so much money, like $200 or $300 a year to buy stuff like that with. I mean, you know, kids and the band-aids and stuff like that, you know. It's good to have that, and you know, you get discounts on certain shit. Like I get a 10% off the dispensary I go to. I get 10% off because that I got Social Security. I get 10% off more than anybody else does, but unless they, you know, do it too. But anyway, it's nice talking to somebody from back home. I appreciate you listening to me, Deborah.
Oh, ma'am, it's no problem. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, sweetie. You've done a great job. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.